Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Oh, you glorified fry cook.
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land who's listening to the Sip and Chew show with Mike and Stu. I'm Mike. That's Stu. That's Charlie. Phil's back there behind the door.
He'll do whatever it is he does.
We'll hear him laugh every now and then.
Yeah.
There he goes right there. But
We just don't ask too many questions and hope the FBI doesn't show up with
him. He's got a flea circus back there, and they play with these little bugs flying around.
I see he's got some of them on leashes, too.
Yeah.
I saw that in a movie. I think it was Midnight in the Garden of Evil. Good and Evil, whatever it's called. But anyway, here we are.
That's a long title.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know about you, Stu, but I've had a busy week.
Yeah.
We've got a busy week coming up, man. A lot of stuff going on.
You are going to tell us about it, aren't you?
A lot of clothes. Probably not. Some things I can tell you, but some things I can't.
Well, okay.
Some things are
so
remain.
So those of you who know Mike closely.
Well, they can follow me on Facebook.
Don't worry. He's not going to reveal all.
The shirt will stay on.
But I had a good couple days in Ocean Springs. Went to see Lyle Lovett And his large band.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm older than Lyle Lovett, but he looked very, very
old. You're older than Lyle Lovett's dad.
Well, that's another story. But
what were you saying about his old?
Well, I'm older than he is, but his voice is breaking a lot. Mm. And he looks very, very, very frail. And I hope he's taking care of himself. I ran into some people the next day, and we were talking about him. They said that's the first thing they said was, "Man, he's looking very, very frail." And
wonder if he had a battle with COVID.
Could have been.
You know, a lot of people. Eric Clapton had a problem. Mm-hmm. Christopher Cross had a problem. He was paralyzed for almost a year.
Christopher Cross spoke at Belmont University when I was going.
You told me that. Yeah.
Charlie, you'll enjoy this. Belmont's main focus is they're a music business school. They're right on Music Row, and they train studio people for the next generation of the record industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so he came there to speak to those people in the auditorium, and he said, we're going to have a Q&A section, but the one question I'm going to address now so that nobody has to do it is I always get asked, what was it like having a number one hit? And being famous, and the answer is, I don't know, because I was so drugged out, I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
He had no memory of his success or anything. And that was the best thing he brought to his story, too, was that little life lesson.
Well, and the thing of it is, there's a lot of musicians that went down that same road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it partly is because they think it's expected of them.
Yeah, that's a lot of
either
it.
That or you got more
or
money.
Or that's why you went
into
it to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're like, man, let's hear cocaine is fun, but I can't afford it. I guess I need to sell a million records and then
the
I can afford it.
Chicks are free.
Checks or chicks?
Chicks.
Yeah, you listen to that. Look at him. That's an MTV guy right there.
There you go.
That's an MTV guy. I was in the hotel room and I was flipping channels and I come across MTV and as soon as I turned it on there, it was about teenage and pregnant. And I go, what happened to our MTV?
What happened to the music?
And I even turned it over to CMT because it was Top 20 Countdown and it was all rap country music. And I thought, What in the world is this country turning into?
Little Cowboy Will. Cowboy Will is cool. He's the guy, if you watch College Game Day, which is coming up this Saturday, Mom.
Woo-hoo!
Finally.
When Big and Rich are doing the We're Coming to Your City song, and then the guy with the cowboy hat pops out and starts rapping, that's Cowboy Will.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I hadn't seen anything.
And all of those in Big and Rich, they've had, I think, Gretchen Wilson join them one year and all that. They were all part of an anti-music union group in Nashville called the Music Mafia.
Yeah, yeah.
That were rebel because the musicians union in Nashville is as bad as unions get when one goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just simply you know, you can't play a gig unless everyone at that gig is a member of the union.
Yeah.
If not, then you're kicked out of the union, you lose it. And I'm just, and they were just like, well, we just don't need a union then.
Yeah.
Because they weren't really helping. But they had some some things. When I started picking up trombone again, they said, can you play trumpet at all? I said, yeah, it's not my instrument. I'm rusty. I said, all you have to do is go on tour. Union rules say that if you play trumpet for one song and trombone the rest, they have to pay you as if you're two full-time musicians.
Ah. Yeah, that's kind of ridiculous.
That's why you see a lot of guys become multi-instrumentalists.
I could almost support union for studio musicians. Mm-hmm. They're working for a company. But if you're a tour band or the major artist.
And, well, they don't help much with the touring out-of-state stuff. Because once you leave Nashville city limits, you're out of it. Right. But the local stuff, it affected. Now, the tour stuff, you know, I've heard guys tell me horror stories. Like, yeah, man, they tell you it's $300 a day. Mm-hmm. You're thinking $300 a day? That's fantastic. Out of that $300 a day, they're going to take your hotel room. No food is included. And the days don't include the days where you're spending 18 hours on a bus and no one plays.
Yeah.
It's $300 a day. Only when you play. You play two or three times a week. The rest of the time, you're on a bus for free, buying your own food.
Well, you know, I was sitting there observing the guys in the band. He's a really big band. I love it, and it's a really big band. And I was looking at all them guys, and they were introducing them where they were all from. Mm-hmm. You know, and there was some from Muscle Shoals, and they were part of the Muscle Shoals brass that was in his band. And then I'm thinking – you know, I know this has dawned on me before, but these guys work nights. Yeah. This is a night gig, you know, and so they work all nights.
Well,
you know, like a chef would, or
yeah. Well, think about the support staff too.
Oh yeah, they got to work nights too.
My roommate when I first moved to Nashville worked for Nashville Cartage and Sound, which is a company. You got to have a town like Nashville to have a company like this. Their job is solely. Mike, you're playing a gig at the Sanger. They come to your house. They get all of your equipment. They take it to the Sanger. They set it up for you. So all you're doing is driving your car and walking in. Then at the end of the night, they break down all of your equipment for you and take it back home. They cart it, thus cartage. The other thing they did was they provided rehearsal studios.
Yeah.
Carlos told me, but they were open till 2 a.m. because that's when the bar shut down in Nashville. So they had to stay till 2.
Yeah.
And if nobody called them saying, hey, I'm ready for you to pick me up before 1:59, they could go home.
Yeah.
But if someone called at 1:59, they got home at 4.
Mm.
So.
Wow.
But on the flip side, though, he brought home about 40 Subway sandwiches courtesy of Dolly Parton. Thank you, Dolly.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, and two cases of Bud Light.
That'll pay a lot of rent. Gas for the car.
Well, you have to have something to wash it down.
We were really treated to the bass player. His name was Leland Sklar.
Lee Sklar.
And then the drummer was Russ Kunkel.
Oh, okay.
And
you couldn't remember the name, right?
Yeah, I couldn't remember the name. But
Lee Sklar is most famous for being the bass player for the Oak Ridge Boys.
He looks like an Oak Ridge
Boy. Yeah, if you've ever seen the Oak Ridge Boys play live, every time you've seen him, he's been the bass player.
He has a lot of credentials.
He is phenomenal. He is a great bass player. A buddy of mine took lessons from him for a little while.
Yeah.
My buddy is extremely talented, one of the five best bass players in Nashville.
Yeah.
And Lee said after 6 months, you're going to have to go to Victor Wooten. There's nothing else I can teach you. Victor's considered the best bass player in the world right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Lyle played a song. It was called Here I Am.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of a way I'm going to start ordering my cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
there's a verse in it about how to order a cheeseburger.
Oh.
About you order one thing and then you change your mind. And then, man, I just have a cheeseburger.
And then they take the pickles back off. Yeah. And then what happens to the pickles? That's what I want to know.
You just have to look at the lyrics of the song. It's pretty funny.
Does it have crunchy peanut butter on it?
It can.
Does it have fried egg?
It can.
Grilled pineapple?
It can.
How about some great jelly, Mike? Are you ready to go there yet?
Mm.
With your peanut butter?
I'm not a jelly guy. I like preserves. And
jam?
Jam.
Somewhere in between a preserve and a jelly? apple butter.
Apple butter, not apple sauce.
Apple sauce is nice, too.
Yeah, it is, but not on toast.
I like apple butter.
Yeah.
I love apple butter.
Yeah.
I finally, 2 months ago, broke down and bought some during, I forgot the name of it.
Speaking of union, the musicians are here.
There we go.
251-343-0106. What is that, Michael?
That is the Callahan's Irish Social Club texting line.
And this is Don Ho's singing.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Make me feel fine.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and Marty Knows Parties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
She owes me a
hug.
She owes me a
peck on the cheek.
No, she owes me a fried bologna sandwich from Miss D's over in Daphne.
So you know she's on working on this new book now.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Where she's going around the state trying to find the hidden gems, Mike.
Really?
She was at Southwood Kitchen this week,
mm-hmm.
Or commented on Southwood special. If you're not the specials at Southwood Kitchen, they got the best BLT. It's different every day.
Mm-hmm.
But his L is usually collard greens.
Ah, that's good.
And the B is not the only meat on there usually. It'll be blackened mahi or bronze sheep head. It's okay. Just, it's very different, very creative. Jeremiah is one of the most talented chefs on the Gulf Coast. You know, so if you haven't been to Southwood Kitchen, you really.
Speaking of the Deutsch. Hidden gems.
Yeah.
It's not hidden. It's at the corner of Fat and Happy. We got to thank our friends at Bob's Downtown Diner. For helping us with this little show we got here.
Yeah, this little shindig we put on every Sunday
at
noon.
All the shenanigans we do. And then we got to thank the fine people over at Le Bouchon Wine and Tapas Bar.
Le Bouchon.
Home of the famous Dave's, and I'm not Dave.
No.
We were somewhere the other day, he goes, I'm not Mike. He's got me back.
Famous pimento cheese is where you were going with
wonderful
that.
People. I'm going to have to stop in there this week and see them. And then we want to thank Hall's Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
I was with them
what
last
week. What's that
Mobile Business Expo.
What's that new sausage they got?
You thought about the smoked venison and pork or the habanero
mango? Oh, my God.
Mango.
They just keep coming out with more and more, don't
they? Yeah.
And then our fine friends over there at Alabama Coast Magazine.
Coasting.
Coasting Magazine.
It's a verb.
Verb.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and you can either. I wouldn't be surprised we didn't hear from David today. They had some things going down.
Things going on. Huh?
They had the reggae weekend last week. They got the that cast iron cook off coming up in Fort. I know you're interested.
I'm interested now.
Yeah, here's what we do, Mike. Mm-hmm. We get us some Pillsbury chocolate chip cookie dough, and we mesh it into that iron pan, and we cook it until it's a big cookie, and we squirt some Hershey sauce on it, and there's our entry.
How about some Nutellas?
Nutello?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be
I like that stuff now. I've gone all my life without eating, and then
really?
Discovered the last 2 months and love it.
For those who don't know, Nutello is essentially a butter like a peanut butter that comes from Italy, but mm-hmm. it is made with hazelnuts instead mm-hmm. of peanuts,
yeah.
And then they add cocoa powder into it as well.
To give it a chocolatey.
I put it on toast
so
in the morning.
Chocolate and hazelnut.
I put it on toast in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
hey.
Fantastic.
We got Cookie on the line.
Cookie's on the line. What have we done wrong this time, Cookie?
I don't know. I can barely hear you.
Well,
me
or Michael?
We're hearing you just fine, Cookie. Go ahead.
Listen, I was hearing him just fine, and I thought he had some really interesting things to say. I'm sorry. I'm missing the rest of it. my questions are regarding things like having some pepper plants that are highly productive, how to use them. And I think that, you know, that's why I was thinking that some of what he had to say was coming across pretty darn good, right?
By peppers, do you mean bell peppers or do you mean the spicier variety?
No, not bell peppers. Anything but bell peppers.
Okay. Well, that's
I mean?
Easy.
Yeah,
make
that's
pepper sauce.
Because I can't do bell peppers anymore.
Yeah. Just make your own hot sauce.
I love them. In the past, but I cannot love them now.
Cookie, let me ask you a question. Hey, Cookie, let me ask you a question. Have you made cornbread with jalapeno?
Jalapeno is one, yes.
Because, and I keep talking about Judy's restaurant all the time, but they have a jalapeno cornbread. and you get the flavor, but you don't get the fire.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, I don't like a lot of heat, but I do like the flavor.
You know that they do, and
how
Cookie,
do you do
what
that?
Are your thoughts on it, Cookie? These sissy jalapenos
the flavor as does sugar, right?
Right,
and makes it more. I mean, whether you put it in a vinegar or in a sauce or in a cornbread or whatever, y'all tell me. You go.
Well, if you're talking about what to do with those excess peppers, just make hot sauce. Make lots and lots of hot sauce and then sell it.
I'm so far beyond hot sauce, but give me something else, please.
Have you done a jalapeno relish before? Also,
yes.
Make pepper jelly.
I made a jalapeno relish.
Yeah, pepper jelly is good, especially around Christmas.
Pepper jelly. Then take the caps off of it, hollow it out, and stuff it with anything. It doesn't have to be cheese. At Butch Cassidy's the other day, we had them stuffed with crab meat stuffing.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
But, yeah.
And then you broiled them? Is that right?
Well, we were at a restaurant. They deep fried them. But, yes, you could definitely put that in the oven and roast it off.
Would be
just. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, other question is, would something like peanut butter stuffed in them work?
Yes, I would love that.
All right, you steal it. Go ahead.
How about crunchy peanut butter?
Yeah, Mike says it has to be crunchy peanut butter.
It don't have to be, but
yeah.
How about Nutella?
Hey, it'll work for me, you know. I'll come in and buy it.
All right, baby. We got another call coming in, Cookie. Thanks for calling in, dear.
Thank you. It's good to hear from you. Have a good day.
Yeah.
Stu, I wanted to ask you, the way to get a lot of the heat out of, say, jalapenos is to remove the seeds?
The seeds are not the hottest part. That white part that the seeds are hooked to, that's the hottest
part.
All
the threads, like.
Yeah, the pith that's inside of it. It's just like you have on a bell pepper.
So if you just hollowed them out, you'd get rid
of
it.
Yeah, you want to clear that out. The seeds are the second hottest. But that membrane is what it's called, that white part, which doesn't taste good. It's very bitter, just like on lemon peel, the white part on the lemon peel. Mm-hmm. It's very bitter. It's a pith-like substance. Clear that off as much as you can.
Because I like the flavor of the peppers. I just don't like a lot of the heat.
And then the next thing after you do that, Charlie, if they're still a little hot, because, you know, the peppers, it depends on where they grow and what they're cross-pollinating with as to how hot the jalapenos will be.
True.
Just soak them in milk for about 15 to 20 minutes. And let the lactose in the milk pull off a lot of that capsaicin. Milk is a wonderful marinade. It'll help with the heat. It also helps with anything that's gamey or fishy. If you think venison's a little too gamey, we'll marinate it in milk overnight and then cook it.
Kind of helps with heartburn a little, too.
That is something I have rarely experienced. But when I do, it's debilitating.
Can I mention a couple of events coming up since I
By
do
all
these
means,
public
sir.
Service spots?
By all means,
First of all, mark the calendar, bring your family, the Mobile River Food and Music Festival, and it's coming up September 18th on a Sunday from 2 to 7 p.m. So they could listen to the show and then go down to Riverside Park.
Cooper Riverside?
Mm-hmm.
Nice place.
Family-friendly event. It'll spotlight local restaurants and chefs, and with exciting performances by local artists like Roman Street, probably, and Mario Parrish.
Yeah, Roman Street is phenomenal. I love those guys. A couple
and
of brothers.
Again, that's happening. Oh, and there is a tickets are $25 for adults. I guess that includes your food, I would think, and $10 for children, 6 to 10, September 18th, 2 to 7 p.m. And
perfect.
Got one more real quick.
Yeah.
And I've never been to one of these, but I know you all have. The Bay Bites Food Truck Festival, Saturday. It's coming up this next Saturday, the 27th, 4 to 8 p.m. again at Riverside Park. Area's best trucks, along with craft beer and wine, lawn games, live music. And tickets are $16 in advance, $20 at the gate, kids 12 and under free. Food purchases are separate, but there's a lot of entertainment things going on. And that's the proceeds are going to Mobile Baykeepers.
Yeah. Right. That's a great organization.
We've had them on before.
Yeah, several times to highlight
Calloway.
This. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
not her, but we've had her people.
Yeah, and Cece is working with them now. I see her a lot at Braided River. She runs the Green Drink Nights for Baykeeper. Those are some very passionate people that believe in their cause, and I like to support them. I really do.
Do food trucks normally stick to kind of a narrow menu?
Yeah, they have to. They don't have much space.
Space is an issue.
Yeah.
Storage.
They should never have more than about four or five things.
Refrigeration.
Well, and I would think it'd be kind of more generic.
Oh, no.
Well,
it ain't generic. They are fantastic.
Well, if you go to a factory, though, you might, and let's say you're a Mexican food or Tex-Mex food truck, you know, some of the guys might not like that food.
Years ago.
That's why you go to a food truck place where they have more than one food truck.
Not too long ago, it was 10-year anniversary of the Food Network's the amazing food truck race. Came through Mobile, and they were set up in downtown Mobile on a Sunday. And me and Brandon went to it, and some of the food was just amazing.
Yeah.
It looks like they got something going every weekend.
Yeah. To have enough food to service all the people that you're going to serve in that 2 hour or so thing, you have to have a very small menu.
Yeah.
251-343-0106.
He got all the numbers.
Text in line for the Callahan's Irish Social Club. Losing weight
without speed eating sunflower seeds. This burger he's talking about came from Dewdrop.
No. It come from, they say it's Pirate's Cove.
Okay.
Your voice. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise. Cap on all with an onion slice. Not too particular, not too precise. I'm just a cheeseburger in paradise.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu. All that cats is drinking that wine,
drinking that mess, their delight. Hi, this is Marty Duncan from Food Network Star and Marty Knows Parties.com. And you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
You know, today's Sip and Chew is sponsored by Marty Duncan.
You know, didn't I play her a while ago?
She's so nice, we played her twice.
Yeah. There you go. Poet.
We got a call coming in, but we're going
to Wait to see who it is first.
Wait to see who it is.
Oh, yeah. See, I thought he might call in.
Yeah.
Charlie, can you put David Calametti on before you
I can probably
go file your paperwork?
I can probably do that.
All right.
You're on, David. Oh, wait.
No, you're not.
Now you're on, David.
Hey.
What were y'all doing this week, man?
24 hours for this, right?
Right.
Now you can call in, David, and you're late. Calling it early yesterday and you're late today.
That averages to right on time, my friend.
How you doing today?
I'm good. I am good.
What you got in the pipe this week?
You know, we got a few things going on. We're gonna put Stu to work on Wednesday our World Food Championship refresher course, judges refresher course.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, refresher course
and
a judge?
Do a savory dish for us along with patty cakes. Gonna do an over-the-top dessert, as she usually does, I'm sure. And then, of course, 2 weeks, we've got our cast iron skillet competition at Fort Gaines. That's going to be kind of a fun day.
Yeah. Is that going to be during the day or at night?
It's a day. It's a daytime event. It's like 11 to 6.
Is there a breeze?
Something like that.
Are you renting a breeze that day?
What?
Are you renting a breeze that day?
You know, we've talked about this before. There's more room at Fort Gaines than we had at Fort Condi, so air circulation will be a little bit better.
Just wondering if I need to wear my thong or not.
I'll answer that question for you, Mike. Yeah, under no circumstances should you wear a thong.
Yeah. I was going to wear a tank top and a thong if it's too hot that day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks, I'll bring my tongs.
They want some people to show up, Mike.
There's actually no charge for the event. You just pay your regular Ford admission, which is like $9, I think, for adults, and come in. We'll do some samplings. I think Deborah's going to be there with some Hall sausage samplings, and we'll do a couple other things as well.
Outstanding. And what are the hours and times on that again?
It's like 11 to 5. Starts at, you know, the port opens at 9. Cooks will be there early. You know, we'll have some demonstrations, and we're going to do some sampling of some seafood stuff because it is a qualifier for the World Food Championship. So any of those cooks out there that haven't got their golden ticket for World Food Championship, this is one of your last opportunities.
Okay.
But I also want to talk about another project that we've been doing. We have been working with Bishop State and now Coastal Community College and the Hispanic American Business Association. We've been doing some, we've been hosting some classes for, in this case, primarily Latin women that are basically cooking out of their homes and cooking illegally. You know, they're just basically
underground. We call that underground.
Thank serving you. Out of the trunks of their cars. So we've organized a program to get them legitimate, you know, get them food service, food safe serve qualified, entrepreneurial license, vending tax. We've had two classes now. We just graduated our second class from Alabama Coastal College. So we've got 20 people that have qualified, and we've got 50 people on the waiting list.
Wow.
To do this again. And basically what it does is three things. One, it makes them legit. Mm-hmm. It helps them protect themselves and their customers from health issues. It also helps them support their families. And then most importantly for me is it helps introduce their culture and their cuisines to the rest of the town. So exactly. it's a cool project. And so I have a question for you, Stu. Have you do any Puerto Rican dishes? This afternoon I'm doing a Ros Con Gajules. I barely speak English, so I can't speak Spanish. But it's basically a rice and peas dish.
Okay, I was going to say the arroz con means rice with, so the peas would be that. I am aware of some Puerto Rican dishes. Mofongo is probably the signature dish of Puerto Rico. It's a mash of plantains with chicharrones added to it. And it could be served, you know, like a big bowl of hummus, so to speak, or you can actually put it in cakes and fry them and make like a grit cake type consistency to it. I have wanted to explore Puerto Rican cuisine for a long time. So where can I go?
I'm going to fix this afternoon in support of our partner, Leda Javier, who is the Latin mayor of Mobile. and a force to be reckoned with, but it's just it's. I had some the other day at the graduation we did, and it's just this bright, refreshing. I'll fix it with some chicken and stuff. So
all right, well, and that's the great thing. All the Caribbean foods, just because they're Spanish-speaking countries, and the people have Spanish surnames, and they all tend to look like Mexican people, doesn't mean the food is the same.
Yeah,
they're really islands, so there's a lot more seafood into it than most of the continental Mexican cuisine, and the fruits are infused in it. There tends to be more heat. Spices are different because different things grew on those islands than the herbs that grew on the mainland. And all the Caribbean all has their distinctive things, and most people just think of Jamaican jerk, but throughout all of the Caribbean, each different island has its own specific cuisine and that is specific to its culture. And I want to explore all of them because I think everything tastes good.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of jerk, we had a great reggae weekend last weekend.
All sounded like it.
Tremendous jerk food. We had a barbecue. We had some, some seafood. It was just, it was a good weekend. Looking forward to doing it again next year.
Well, maybe Mike and I will make it next year.
You're invited every time.
Well, I was working. I don't know what Mike was doing. He wasn't cutting the grass.
Probably
that's for
wasn't
sure.
invited. I don't know.
Mike, anyone was invited, even you.
Oh. Mike, you have a standing ovation, a standing invitation, standing ovation. Occasionally you get a standing ovation.
He gets an ovation just for standing. All right, David, is there anything else you need to tell us about?
To come and be part of it. You can even come to the class if you want next week on Wednesday.
He's talking about what I need to do. I need to get started from the very beginning and start at ground level and learn all of it. But I want to ask you real quick, David. Did you go to the Murphy Farm to Table event the other day?
I did not. I missed that.
Danny did, right?
What a great program.
Danny did, right?
I think so.
See, we'd love to talk about that stuff on our show And if if we knew more about it, we could certainly help push it and promote it. Doesn't Mary Montgomery have a program like that too?
I have heard rumor of it.
Mm-hmm.
David, do you know who runs the program at Murphy?
In the high school area. It's, who is it in by the battery? The school of
Alma Bryant.
They've got a great program.
Alma Bryant.
Yeah, Alma Bryant. Davison has a great program. The instructors are so committed.
Well, see, we need to get the instructors on the show. We ought to get the instructors on the show.
Do you know who runs the program at Murphy?
I do not. I can't recall right now. I probably know him, but I'll find that out. I'll research it. I'll get them.
I had a good friend that took over the culinary program there, but it was 2004 or so. I don't know if he's still there. A gentleman named Les Thorpe. He was a chef from South America.
Yeah.
And his goal was to make enough money in the U.S. for him and his wife to move back to South America and open a farm where they taught kids how to cook high-end food.
Well, there's a specific goal.
He was a great guy. I was influenced a great deal by Les, and he encouraged me a lot when I was still trying to make a go of it in this industry. And
it's really
I thought
exciting
the
work that's being done with the young culinary people.
Oh, I am. When y'all took the Davison Alma Bryant kids to the World Food Championship, I thought, this is great.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Davison is my alma mater.
They earned their way there.
Huh?
We didn't take them. They earned their way.
Yeah, they earned their way, and that was amazing.
They won a golden ticket at Dauphin Island.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I would like to see, added to the things you have to do to get a high school diploma, be able to cook a cheeseburger. I mean, seriously, prove you can feed yourself, scramble some eggs, fry some eggs, be able to cook some eggs.
One of my pet ideas, home ec for boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because sooner or later, mama's not going to be cooking for you.
And and ladies in the new era may not want to cook for you either, buddy.
Well, that's true.
So learn to be a man and be self-sufficient.
That's it.
All right, David.
Stu, I'll see you on Wednesday.
All right, sir.
Mike, come if you can.
I will. I'll see what I can do.
All right.
There's no birthday parties. It's all over with now. So. We got a soft opening.
He's starting the planning on 66 now.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm done counting.
All right.
Have a good day, David.
Thank you, David.
Always good visiting with David Calametti and the fine folks at Alabama Coasting Magazine, one of our wonderful sponsors here.
Absolutely.
Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. By the way, that's the name of the show you're listening to, Sip and Chew.
Where can you get the
Stu
magazines? Are they at motels or something?
Yeah. They're in motels for people, you know, who are visiting. So
welcome stations.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's always been a great publication. It really has. Michael, so of your birthday week, what was your favorite get together?
You're asking me like
pick
your favorite child.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do.
Well, you only had the one.
I had two parties.
I had two parties.
Yeah.
One at Le Bichon.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good turnout for that.
So you had an upscale party, and then you had a blue collar party at Butch Cassidy.
It's all blue collar.
Friends in low places.
Only because you're wearing a blue shirt today.
But both parties were great. I got my friends on the Eastern Shore, and I got my friends in Mobile.
Yeah.
And so –
in real Mobile.
I didn't want them to have to cross the bay like I do. I always cross the bay.
Always.
Not on your bike,
though. No, not on the bike. So, and they took the damn scooters away downtown, so now I can't kill myself on those. But you know what? There's enough golf carts Ubers and what else is there?
Whatnot. There's whatnot.
There's a lot of whatnots and pedicabs. I love the pedicabs. 3430106. 251-343-0106 is the Callahan's Our Social Club text in line and call in line. Like, we got somebody calling right now, looks like.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Public disclosure, it can be habit forming.
Try this at home.
Mobile Bay. Magnolia leaves, sweet Rosalie. The sun was barely coming up on the wrong side of Chicago, and I was cold and hungry, and all the wine was gone. people passed and pointed, said, there's another wino. They didn't know that one more time my dreams would take me home. Back to Mobile Bay, Magnolia Blossom.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, y'all, this is Sarah Lassiter with Renaissance Mobile Hotels, and you're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
That's us. We're Sip and Chew, and you're Mike and Stu.
Y'all know all of the important people.
And he's Charlie. But
Charlie come lately.
We want to thank our fine friends at Bob's Downtown Diner at the corner of Fat and Happy. Peace, love, and bacon grease is their theme. Mm-hmm. And so... they're good people. Wonderful people.
Peace-loving bacon grease.
I didn't tell you, when I went in there for my birthday, they sung happy birthday to me.
What did you think they would sing?
They did. They come up and
hey,
hug
man,
me
keep that under wraps. They'll have to pay the family of the dude that wrote that $500.
And then we
did
want
they bake you a cake?
No. But
they baked him a piece of cornbread.
That was special right there. They did something special for me there. But I do want to, like I said, and then we were out on the sidewalk, Trace and Leanna was
so
there.
Nobody inside had to hear it.
So well, cool. The whole everybody on the sidewalk sung to me. Yeah. But also we want to thank Le Bichon Wine and Tapas Bar. And
where's that located?
They've had a lot of great music. Yeah. It's over there on downtown Daphne.
Downtown Daphne.
Yeah, it's right there by Mancy's and Dragonfly. Yeah. And if you ever get a chance, go over to Kitchen on Main.
Okay.
That food, that steak is like killer. It's just and they serve it on fries. And the fries
it's called steak frites.
I've never had fries that damn good.
Yeah.
But
you know, mention steaks. Can't mention steaks without mentioning Hall Sausage and Wholesale Meats.
Wholesale?
Wholesale Meats.
To the public?
To the public.
Okay.
Yeah, and to restaurants.
Yeah.
And markets and stuff.
And everybody.
Yeah, well, they're on Iroquois Street.
Yeah. What a funny name. Iroquois Street.
It's it's Chickasaw. Right. A lot of the streets there are named after Native Americans.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely right.
Because, you know, Chickasaw is named after Native Americans. Mm-hmm. Chickasaw Creek there, which we all know as Chickasabogue, mm-hmm. came from a Creek word, Chickasabogue. That last word, I'm missing it. It's like bah or something.
And it's right down the road from Satsuma, which you can't find a Satsuma tree anymore there.
Satsuma.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
You have to go to Baldwin Square, and they're lining Baldwin Square, the little triangular park there in the heart of Satsuma.
And then thank you again. We just had David Calmady on from Alabama Coasting Magazine.
Yeah, you can check out their Facebook page if you mm-hmm. want to go to any of the things that he discussed with
I
us.
Think the skillet competition is going to be fine.
Oh,
it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're already experiencing cooler weather thanks to this rain that no one seemed to know was coming in, National Weather Service. Yeah, 10% chance of rain Thursday.
You can't predict the weather here
at Mobile. 7 inches.
You cannot predict the weather here in coastal Alabama or coastal USA.
Well, the water mitigates a lot.
Yeah.
So
temperatures and rain.
Anyway, what's going on with you?
You're going to just leave Butch Cassidy's out after they threw you a birthday party.
Yeah, I can't forget.
I got my free birthday. I don't care now.
Actually, they didn't throw me a birthday party. I just invited a bunch of people there.
Right.
And we took over the restaurant.
Just a couple of tables.
And he's got some great servers there. I mean, people have been there a long time. And that makes a restaurant.
Right.
Sure does.
Their staff. And I know some of the other David, David over at Heroes, he's got a great staff. And
when your staff is loyal, it shows.
It's not about you. It's about
your
staff.
And you know, we owe it to David Rasp to one night go try the new and improved Royal Scam.
I've been wanting to go.
The post-COVID Royal
Scam. I was there
Scam.
For the party. You were sick, and I was there for that. There's so many places I want to go to, but my body's only so big, and I'm going to take so much food.
And when you spend 90% of your time at the garage, it's hard to get in the other places.
No.
I was just going to say, if somebody's throwing a party and they find out that the guest of honor can't make it, Mike's always available.
I'm always hey, you know, they were talking about that zip line downtown Mobile.
No, I don't know anything about it.
So
tell me about it. Zip lines are cool.
I think if I had my own zip line, I've started at Butch Cassidy's.
It's not going to go very far.
Go to Callahan's.
That's not high enough.
Go to Icebox, Garage, go to Greer's, and Arkansas started Greer's because it is the highest part. And then
it's still not high. It's only two stories.
Stop by.
You have to
be lucky to get across the street.
Stop by Canabama.
No, you have to start
right down the road.
You have to start at Dolphins.
Everybody will have that's going to be cool since we don't have scooters.
I noticed nothing on your list was a GNC or,
oh, gotta go to
or a boot camp.
Got to go to Heroes.
Or a gymnasium. I noticed none of those were on your list.
And none of them over one story.
Well, actually, I am going this week to sign up for Pro Health. My Medicare pays for it.
Bro Health? That's where you sit around drinking.
Pro Health.
Bro, I used to run a 4.7. Bro, I used to run a 10,900 yard.
Pro Health. Pro Health. Yes, guys.
I don't know, man. Bro Health sounds more fun.
There's a bunch of bros there. We all bro it up, you know. We'll have some brews at the – no, you can't have brews at Bro Health.
What if you got a prescription?
It's not one of those states.
Y'all see my gourmet lunch?
You know, Charlie, you ought to be ashamed of yourself eating those things in front of me.
Golden Corral.
I haven't eaten since last night.
Well, you want one of my
whose fault is that?
It's mine, but
Lance, I had a protein bar cheese this morning.
I still had to bring some of that poutine back.
Mike, this is a family show.
This is old. This is slow roasted Mississippi pot roast poutine.
Oh.
And it's over fries.
It's poutine.
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 Because there's no poutine. A anywhere in it.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
No, there isn't.
It's P-O-U-T-I-N-E, Emily.
It's so good.
He's hooking you up with one of his peanut
Look,
butter cheese
what
crackers.
Goes with that? White Zinfandel? Mm-hmm. Charlie, I'm going to tell you, I posted a shared post on Facebook the other day.
Was it the one I sent
and
you?
And I thought about you so much when I read it, but it was talking about.
Don't be getting down on my white Zinfandel now.
Let's talk about things that should be illegal and you should go to jail for. White Zinfandel.
It was number one on the list.
Stu's always bringing about what ought to be illegal and what y'all be thrown in jail for. White Zinfandel. Huh? Yep. That's it right there. And I would like to add something to it.
Yeah.
White Claw.
White Claw? I give you the White Claw before I would White Zinfandel.
How about the beard going down the storm drain?
I'd rather
Bourbon
drink gasoline
Street.
While smoking a cigarette. When
the used beer?
On Sunday morning.
That's a nice way to say they're peeing on the sidewalks. They're putting used beer down the drain.
I'll tell you what.
I don't know the first one. Second
unique,
was David Hubble.
It's a unique
question.
Aroma. Yeah.
Let's see what David's was.
Mike's finally reading the text messages, y'all. Well, we sit here the whole hour and we both missed
far.
Them.
No, we
didn't I know it's
font.
A good 2 feet from you.
Well, it's about you. It's asking you a question.
Well, what's the question?
Read it. You're closer to it than I am.
I'm on the side of the monitor.
Pull it around.
It's like you're in the bed of the truck. You want to hit the emergency brake? Okay. Well, you keep talking then.
Okay, I'll talk.
We don't have long.
So
I forgot to tell you.
Again, how much time we got, Charlie?
Not much. About 10 seconds.
The thing I hate about those things right there, those little dab crackers.
You can't eat just one.
Well, they get all that little fake orange stuff.
Latin exotic stuff, name
gets
David?
All over your
Latin
fingers.
Latin exotic name.
Cheetos. This means we gotta go.
Pork tins.
You gotta go.
All right, guys, we gotta go.
We
get
love
out there,
you.
Support local. Be local. Buy local.
We love
support
you.
Support those servers. Yeah, Charlie's trying to say we love you and
we love you, like but get out.
Thank you for calling in today, Cookie.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for everybody that called in. David Calametti from Alabama Coasting. All our sponsors. Mike, what do people need to do when they leave the house today?
They need to provolone.
Provolone.